there's a program that you can use to do this. And my online program will take 5 atoms in the basis, but there's a program you can download that will calculate this. It's called PowderCell. And I think I went by it. I started it this morning. This is some element I can see. If I get some crystal, I can see, I can load a different crystal in it. You can rotate the crystals around, and we can look at the file that was used to specify this crystal. So in this case, well, there's lots of them. These are the atoms and the basis. And their position is given in the in 2 different ways. One in terms of the X, Y, and Z. These are X, Y, and Z. And these are in terms of the primitive lattice vectors. Let me see if I can find a simpler one. Load. Let's this one. Okay, so here there aren't so many. There's this is the asymmetric unit of this crystal. The program knows all 230 space groups because you can give it a list of just which atoms are in the basis or which atoms are in the asymmetric unit and which space group it belongs to. And so the input here should just be these 3 atoms. And then you put that in the file, the positions of these 3 atoms in the asymmetric unit, and you tell it what space group is, and it builds the positions of all the atoms in now. The drawing here is a conventional unit cell. And then you can ask it to calculate the structure factors. Wrong button. So this is like my table of the structure factors, and it gives the this is the absolute value of structure factor here. So I wanted something else because this is like my powder program. It only gives the absolute value of the structure factor. This is the intensity of the peaks, and this is the angle that the peaks appear. So the program can take a file, a text file, that has a specification of the asymmetric unit and the space group. From that, it is in the program is already 230 space groups are put in. From that, it figures out how the atoms are in the basis. It also knows the atomic form factors, and from that, it calculates the X-ray diffraction pattern. So this is what we actually use if we get a sample, say, from Bowler or